Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Feast of the Holy Family is an essential part of the Christmas season and always comes as the first Sunday after Christmas. The Church wants to make it clear that the coming of Christ at Christmas not only means that the Son of God assumed a human body, but that he entered into every part of our human existence, especially family life. He did this to sanctify our families, to make family life a path to holiness, a path to heaven, a way of setting ourselves apart for the sake of dedicating ourselves and our families to God. Jesus brought this grace of holiness to the family of Mary and Joseph, and he wants to bring this same gift of holiness to each and every one of our families. The heart of this parish is not this beautiful church building. The heart of the church is not the Vatican or even the Pope. The church teaches that the heart of the church is the family. The family is the basic unit of the church. Families are called the domestic church, or a church in miniature. The family is designed by God Himself to teach us to be more like Jesus Christ. How are our own families? Are they or will they be holy families? The kingdom of God needs holy families. Now more than ever, the world needs holy families. The family is the main vehicle for the living out of our faith. Yes, it is definitely true that individuals can have great faith even when the faith of their own families is weak or non-existent. Praise God that God's grace is not limited by our own failings. All of us have had an opportunity to grow closer to the Lord in situations outside our own families. But the main vehicle of His grace is the Christian family living in unity with the church. The Christian family is called to be holy, called to be separate, called to be set aside for the Lord. That means that the Christian family is called to be different. The Christian family must be a battlefield where evil is defeated and holiness flourishes. But how can our families become holy? We cannot achieve this on our own. We've all tried. Holiness is a gift, a grace from God. We must ask for this grace and then actively prepare our hearts and our minds to receive this gift from God. We can help our families to become more holy by being active participants in God's plan for our lives. We must pray, protect, and perform like the Holy Family. First and foremost, we must pray together. Based on traditional Jewish culture, Mary and Joseph would have started sharing scripture with Jesus when he was 5. Oral tradition would have been shared with him at age 10, and the commandments and the law at age 13. The ancient Jewish family would recite the prayer of 18 benedictions 3 times each day. In today's gospel, we see the Holy Family making a 3-day, 65-mile one-way walk from Nazareth to Jerusalem for an 8-day Pentecost feast. The Holy Family teaches us that we must always be families of prayer. We also learn being a family of prayer will not always be easy. Just trying to find time in our schedule starts with the wrong premise, and more times than not often fails. This approach assumes we are fitting God into our busy schedules, when ideally we should fit our schedules around our relationship with God. Prayer must take first priority in our lives, as it did in the family, the Holy Family life. We can begin with grace before meals, even in public, and prayers at bedtime. Even better than bedtime prayers are prayers as a family together. Daily scripture readings and the rosary are excellent ideas. If your family includes small children, a divine chaplet might be the way to go. Always include prayer for others. Grandparents, pray for your children and your grandchildren. The second P is protect. Just like Saint Joseph protected Mary and Jesus, holy families need to keep the presence of the Lord alive in their homes. We do this by protecting our homes from anything that would distract us or lead us away from God's plan for our family. Obviously, immorality can be brought into our homes through music, books, TV, internet, social media, even certain people. But we also need to be very careful about the subtle ways that evil can compromise the integrity of the family. One of evil's main weapons is to bend our minds to accept immorality as part of our human condition, as part of our lives. There is a war being waged for our very souls. Why else would Christ have come down at Christmas if evil did not exist and we didn't need salvation from our sins? We must fight this war in our families. We must take a stand and declare, like Joshua in the Old Testament, "As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." A third action a family can embrace to become holy is to perform charitable works. By seeking out God's presence in others, particularly those who need special care, we learn to love as God loves. What did Jesus do during his 3 years of public ministry? He healed the sick and granted forgiveness. He healed the blind, the deaf, the lame, the poor, and as well as forgiving tax collectors and prostitutes. The family that seeks to reach out to those who are suffering will come to a deeper appreciation of the presence of the Lord in their own home. Performance of charitable deeds is first taught within the family and can be done without even leaving the home. St. Paul tells us in today's second reading to treat each other with kindness, to be patient, and to forgive one another continually. To be a holy family, we must invite the Holy Spirit into our lives in order to transform our family into what it is meant to be. We cannot do this on our own. Holiness is truly a gift from God. The holy family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph conquered their struggles through their love for God and their obedience to his will. There must be a primary concern of this in our families. Reflect today upon your own family life. Some families are strong in virtue. Some struggle with just basic communication. Some are faithful day in and day out. Some are broken and deeply wounded. Most families are a mixture of all of the above. No matter the case, know that God wants to enter more deeply into your family life just as it is right now. He wants to heal any wounds, no matter how deep, and forgive every sin. Like the angel Gabriel told Mary, nothing is impossible with God. God desires to give us the grace and virtue to transform our families so that we might live as the holy family in peace and unity through love. Let us look to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, that they might help our families fulfill our call to be Christian families, to continue to grow in holiness and enable us to be what we are called to be through our baptism, members of God's eternal family. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death in his spirit, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the